Miracles and Mystery. The story goes that a man named John H. McCall suffered mountain fever after coming west to Nebraska for, of all things, his health. It wasn't just a setback either. Inside of a day or two, McCall was unable to move from the waist down. Somehow he made it to Fort McPherson, 40 miles away, to visit the post surgeon, who, after a long visit and checkup, simply told Mr. McCall that there was nothing he could do. Here's where the story begins to bend. A traditional medicine man just happened along, or so the story goes, and somehow managed to explain to the bedridden McCall that if McCall truly believed him, that old medicine man could heal the woebegone patient up good. John H. McCall had no choice to speak of. Out in the middle of nowhere, his life's prospects weren't exactly soaring, and he had no ride to a Mayo Clinic. He signed on for the treatment. The medicine man brought along an interpreter to make clear what he'd tried to say the day before, that he could heal McCall if McCall would submit to the treatment he was offering. Once more, McCall agreed. Now, what's to come here isn't pretty, but then I imagine neither was McCall's paralysis by that hour. The medic took a sawtooth knife out and made a series of open cuts on McCall's buck-naked body, 100 of them, so the story goes. What exactly it was, McCall never really knew, but the medic then took some kind of herb or something from a pouch and started to chew it as if it were tobacco. Munching accomplished, he spit something of what he was chewing into his fingers and proceeded to rub it into each of those 100 cuts. That was the promised treatment. That was all. In 3 days, John's sister, Laura McCall, claims her brother could actually stand alone. A week later, she swears he could walk. Listen, there's been a lot of talk about miracles in the last year, the Vatican having substantially proven two attributed to Mother Teresa, the required number for Roman Catholic sainthood. Not so long ago in the New York Times, Jocelyn Duffin recounted a story for which she was subpoenaed to testify, the case of a woman so far gone with cancer that there was no question she'd begun the inevitable march to her death. Not so. Months later, years later, the patient was still alive. Jocelyn Duffin was asked to testify at an ecclesiastical hearing because the church wanted to know whether what happened was or was not a miracle. Now, Duffin was an ace witness, she says, not only because she was a specialized physician, but also an atheist. Duffin says she made very clear there was no scientific reason for the patient still being alive. Here's Mrs. Duffin's final paragraph in the Times op-ed. Respect for our religious patients demands understanding and tolerance. Their beliefs are as true for them as the facts may be for physicians. Now, almost 40 years later, that mystery woman is still alive, and I still cannot explain why. Along with the Vatican, Dr. Duffin calls it a miracle. Why should my inability to offer an explanation trump her belief? However they are interpreted, miracles seem to exist because that is how they are lived in our world. So don't ask me about John H. McCall. The whole story could be a fib or a windy old myth. Maybe John H. simply had a debilitating case of gas. I don't know, and no one ever will. As Miss Duffin, the unbeliever, says, why should my inability to offer an explanation trump the McCall story? Me? I'll just shake my head a bit and let that old McCall be.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly.